The issue of artificial intelligence, or AI, has been debated in Congress in committee hearings, but so far, no action. So Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco wants California to step in. He spoke in a virtual news conference Monday.
California has a responsibility as the bastion of technology innovation. We have a responsibility to lead on safe and responsible innovation.
Wiener has authored Senate Bill 1047, the Safe and Secure Innovation for Frontier Artificial Intelligence Models Act. Its aim is to create guardrails for the developers of the biggest, most expensive AI systems to prevent their causing critical harm. The bill defines that as mass casualties, more than $500 million of economic damage, or comparable harms. Wiener described some of the possible threats posed by AI without safeguards.
The ability to shut down the electric grid, the ability to create a biological weapon, the ability to melt down the banking system. These are not made up science fiction risks. These are very real risks. And for those opponents who are claiming that the risks are science fiction, you have to question, then why are they opposing the bill? If they really think the risks are fake, then the bill should present no issue whatsoever.
Wiener says his bill only affects a handful of the largest AI companies, those developing the largest and most advanced AI systems, costing more than $100 million in computing power. The bill would require those companies to set up safety protocols and have the ability to shut down the system. The measure also has protections for whistleblowers. Opponents of the bill say there's no real threat and the bill would stifle innovation. Supporters disagree on both counts.
This is a fundamental question of who decides. And we can decide to have both innovation and safety. And in fact, we must decide to have both.
Terry Oley is director of the group Economic Security California, one of SB 1047's sponsors. She calls the bill an important step that could ensure that AI benefits everybody.
We've seen the consequences of leaving tech unregulated with social media. Technology made with the best intentions can cause harm down the road. And we've had a chance to get ahead of similar problems. We have a chance now to get ahead of similar type problems with AI, and we need to seize this opportunity.
Another supporter of the bill, Sonny Gandhi, is vice president of political affairs for the group Encode Justice, another of the bill's sponsors. He says this is a critical moment as we see the power of technology to connect people and also to spread disinformation. He says the bill simply codifies the best practices that have already been adopted by some companies.
California has long balanced innovation with responsibility in other fields such as environmental protection, consumer privacy, and automobile safety. SB 1047 continues this approach, ensuring that we advance AI technology thoughtfully and safely. This bill isn't about stifling progress. It's about nurturing an ecosystem where groundbreaking innovations can flourish responsibly. By implementing these common sense measures, we are not just safeguarding against potential harms, we are cultivating public trust in AI technologies. This trust is the bedrock upon the future of which AI will be built.
SB 1047 faces an end-of-the-month deadline to pass out of the full assembly. Wiener says he never predicts the future when it comes to legislation, but he says he's proud of growing support from AI startup companies. He also points out the measure has passed out of the Senate on a vote of 32-1, and in the assembly, it's passed out of its two policy committees with only one no vote. As for whether Governor Gavin Newsom would sign the bill, that is a big question mark. And for Wiener, perhaps no news is good news.
As for the governor, I do not know the governor's position. He has been clear that he is not stating a position, which is typical. The governor would usually not state a position until the bill comes to his desk. The governor has made statements that are very consistent with my own thinking, that we want to regulation can be appropriate here, and we want to make sure that we're fostering innovation as well. And I agree with the governor's statements in that regard.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.